latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Manchester City headlines. An Athletic Bilbao defender Aymeric Laporte is set to travel to England on Monday to complete his club record move to Manchester City. It's anticipated the Blues will trigger Laporte's £57 million release clause, allowing him to have his medical and then complete the deal before the deadline. City boss Pep Guardiola was keen to bring in a new centre-back during January. The club's current transfer record is the £55 million paid for midfielder Kevin De Bruyne back in 2015. It could take City spending on defence since the end of last season to £190 million. The 23-year-old Laporte has played 19 times for France at under-21 level, but is yet to win a full international cap. Meanwhile, Pep Guardiola spoke of his pride after watching his City players pick up a 2-0 win against Cardiff City in the FA Cup on Sunday. De Bruyne and Raheem Sterling both scored as City booked their place in the fifth round just days after they made it to Wembley in the League Cup by beating Bristol City. Well, De Bruyne's 8th-minute free kick was a candidate for the cheekiest goal of the season as he sent the ball under the Cardiff wall, while Sterling's header gave City a 2-goal cushion before the break. Hopes of an unprecedented quadruple remained very much alive after the impressive showing at Cardiff City Stadium, and Guardiola had nothing but praise for his players after the whistle. He said, "There are no words to describe my pride about my players and my team after so many games with no rest and because of injuries. A few players have played a lot of minutes, but again, they were ready. I feel something special about that. Playing in the FA Cup away against Championship teams, top of the league, like Cardiff at the moment, so it's complicated. We reacted like a mature team. I am proud." Those were the words of Pep Guardiola. Some bad news to come from the game, though, as Leroy Sané is set to be out for a month after picking up an ankle injury after a ferocious tackle from Joe Bennett.